easy, Dave. Basically, all you need to do is just tell me whether these things were said by Shia LaBeouf or a character out of Lord of the Rings. Shia or Shia? So say Shia if you think it's Shia LaBeouf, or Shia if you think it's from Lord of the Rings, okay? If you get it right, you'll hear this.
Yay!
And if you get it wrong, you'll hear this.
No!
You right, you ready?
Yes.
I can't tell you how many hot dogs I've eaten in my life.
Shia.
Yay!
Woohoo! First one right.
The last one. If I could meet my mother and marry her, I would. Shia or Shia?
Shia.
No!
All of those were by Shia LaBeouf. He's a crazy one. I see him really as the Gollum in the film world.
Usher Reception, this is Meg. How can I help?
Hi, is this Essex Student Union Reception?
Yes, that's correct.
I'm ringing from UEA. I just wanted to ask a couple questions about Derby Day this Sunday.
Oh, yeah, certainly, yep.
I was just wondering how many people you were expecting.
I think it's around 2,000.
Oh, wow.
Including UEA, so...
Okay. Do you know if they're going to have special areas for people like me?
So is you. Are you playing a sport? Are you coming to spectate?
No, I'm a bit of a BNOC, a big name on campus. I don't know if you've heard of those.
No,
I don't need that much, just a bit of privacy, like branded water, private toilet, maybe like a velvet dressing gown.
Yeah, some personal masseuse and things.
That's right.
People
with leaves fanning me.
Definitely have those for you.
Okay.
No. What we've got is in our squares, there's going to be two giant marquees. One is going to be for Essex and one's going to be specifically for UEA.
You don't know if it's like a BNOC specific tent or anything?
Yeah, I didn't think so. I think you have to share with everyone from your uni.
Okay. Do you know if you've got like a landing pad or anything? A helipad?
You know, because of the sports fixtures and the pitches being used, unfortunately, we've had to move our helipad out of the way.
Thank you very much. I guess I'll see
you
Sunday. I'll be the one that's looking ream.
Okay. I'll be looking for you.
So we've all done it. We've all been queuing up at Starbucks to order a coffee, and we've remembered that they shout the names of the customers when their drink is done. So me and my housemate Sam were there yesterday, and like you, I'm sure, we try to think of some good names for them to shout out. Huge Ass is easy. Seymour Butts is a classic. But then, like, I remembered this classic canine viral video that I thought could prove amazing. I just had to remember not to pick my drink up for ages.
Yeah, can I get a tall caramel frappuccino?
That's a good name.
It was F-E-N-T-O-N.
Okay, I've got a caramel coffee for Fenton.
Fenton!
Oh, Jesus Christ!
Fenton!
So, do you know a guy who's maybe a bit big for his boots? Maybe he likes going out, he likes downing 5 pints of whiskey in a row, or he's loving all this neck and nominate rubbish? Well, I want to take him down a notch or two and give him evidence that, no, he's not a lad. All by looking at his answers to 10 simple little questions. Welcome, Breaking Lad.
Xanti 2030.
Girls.
Jager Bombs.
Vests.
Blurred Lines.
Magaluf.
One Night Stand.
John Terry.
Rugby.
Down it, fresher.
My name's Adam Phillips, and I play for UEA Rovers.
What do you think I'm interviewing about today?
Something upcoming, maybe Derby Day?
Okay, it's not that. Ron Weasley or Ron Burgundy?
Ron Weasley.
We in the Sea or Poo in a Loo?
We in the Sea.
Marilyn Monroe or Marilyn Manson?
Marilyn Monroe.
Mumford & Sons or Pinching a Bum?
Mumford & Sons.
Rugby or Reading?
Rugby.
Smoking a cig or eating a fig?
Oh, I hate figs. Smoking a cig.
Walter White or Hal from Malcolm in the Middle?
How?
Snake bite or avoiding a fight?
Snake bite.
Long distance or one night stand?
One night stand.
STD or BBC HD?
BBC HD, why did I have to think about that?
So last week, Chloe, you challenged me to do a remix. As you present the Remix Fix show on Monday nights, you challenged me to do a remix as I challenged you before to do one, because I wasn't very happy with the fact that you play all these remixes, but you don't actually make any. So yours was surprisingly okay. I was very disappointed that it was actually surprisingly okay. Mine, however, is a little bit different.
Okay,
so I've done three. This is the first one. I think it's got some legs. That works, don't you think?
Not my favourite.
Well, here we go.
Good.
This, maybe you'll prefer this one. You like it? I think it's got.
That was my favourite one. That one, the last one.
Do you think that I've got legs on this remix sort of thing?
Yeah, you should definitely come on our show on Monday night, Jay.
Well, why don't you?
Each week we've got somebody coming in who's not listened to the show before, and they're going to sing a little bit for us and tell them a bit about themselves. Welcome, Sam Day.
My name is Sam Day. I'm a new listener. I had a mouldy baking tray in my kitchen yesterday. My name is Sam Day. I'm a new listener. It wasn't me, but it was my housemate's fault, 'cause I'm really, really clean and hygienic.
Sam Day. Do you like that one?
He's really clean and hygienic.
He's really clean and hygienic.
Mallory Knox, hello. That's off their Stellar Signals album. I tell you what, every time I hear that song, it just makes me want to hear a mashup with Lionel Richie. So I figured he's not been up too much lately, so why don't we just give him a call?
Hello.
All right, Lionel. It's Jay. Long time no speak. The only reason I'm calling is because I wanted you to sing the second line of the chorus of Hello for me after I play a clip. Are you okay with that? Do you understand what I'm saying? I haven't got a clue. Literally, just sing the second line, okay? Like, I'll do it first, so you just sing straight after me, okay? Hello.
Hello.
No, Lionel, it's the line after. I sing hello, you sing.
I can see it in your eyes.
No, Leo, it's the one that's... Wait. Are you, you're trolling me, aren't you?
I love you.
I'll sing the song, you soppy git. Perfect. See you later, Lionel.
Hello.
No, I said goodbye.